laughing with myself. That's the way I wanna be, laughing with myself. That's the brightest side of me.
What the hell's up? Excuse the dryer sounds, okay? Drying my clothes. You guys, I feel really good today. Last night I did my show at the Dynasty Typewriter. It was part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. And it was a blast. I was so nervous to go on because I hadn't done a long set in a while. But I brought my notes. And then I just focused on it being present. It's more important to be present than to be so, oh, I got to do this bit in order, you know, because that's robotic. And the more present I am, the more I can, like, tell a story, you know. So that felt really good to just allow breathing room. If it got quiet, and you know, I don't freak out. It helps. It helps the timing of things. I tried a lot of new. And you know what? Give it up for Melissa. I'm really proud of myself. I tried this new thing too, which really isn't a joke or anything. It was just an observation. I was on Netflix the other night. And right now, you know, they always have a lot of animal documentaries. Well, there's one called Animal, straight up. It's just called Animal, which is funny. Like, okay, no creativity there. But all I've seen of it is the trailer, which really cracks me up because they go through, you know, just animals in their habitat. A lion goes roar, and then the birds, you know, they fly, and then there's zebras trotting in water. And then this monkey, you gotta see it, guys. The timing of this monkey, he's hanging on a tree branch, he's looking in one direction, then he turns, and I swear, he looks exactly at the camera, and he goes, ooh! And it kills me. That's all I've seen of that show, and I share that on stage, and it did so well. I don't know, it's hilarious. Just check it out. You'll get a good laugh. I love animal documentaries, but I do think they're too comforting when they shouldn't be. They should kind of, you know, be a little, I think I take naps to animal documentaries because the narrator, you know, it's like Barack has one right now. It's such a soothing voice. And there's a lot of British narrators, you know, and it just makes me take a nap. And that's not good because they're trying to share. Help the animals. Don't let them go extinct. Help the planet. But here I am just falling asleep because the narrator's like, if you watch the plastic in the ocean because the little animals are. And I'm like, it's important to have a lot amount of trees for the animals.
Okay.
I had the past 2 weeks off from SNL, and it's been, okay, I'm still basking in my joy and pride because I did a update character based on my Uncle Caesar on the show, the last episode, the Lizzo episode. And I'm just so damn proud of myself. And I like that I went on break and got to enjoy that feeling because sometimes the next work week starts up and it's like, okay, what else? What else can you write up? And it's like, damn, I'm not a machine, you know? And I'm still just basking in the joy of that feeling. It was just so fun. And it also just proved to myself that I love it when I'm performing on the show. I have a freaking blast. And it comes easy to me. It's just so interesting how, I mean, all season I was just doubting myself. look, it's hard because I know I'm sensitive, one. And then I think what happens to me is, and I figured it out, it's like I'm overwhelmed by the energy of New York and the show. There's so many talented people, so many creative minds, and, you know, there's so much out of your control. So I get lost. That's what happens to me. I get like kind of tangled in other people, and I can't figure out what I find funny or who I am. That's why I come home immediately. I come home straight to LA on the breaks, because I'm like, I need to see my family, because I'm reminded of who I am when I hang out with them, you know? But anyway, that update character just felt like a dream. I was texting my brother Andrew after. I was like, did that really go on air? That I just felt so proud of myself and my family, because that was all my family. Like the Carlitos character, that's my brother Andrew when he was like in his preteens, and that's my tia Lola, and that was my abuelita in that last photo, the one who I have a lot of bits about, who passed away last summer, but she was 105. So it just was filled with my family, and that's kind of the direction I'm just loving right now. It just has a lot of heart, you know? And I want to be there and more in heart. Uh-oh. Blue snowball. Oh, I'm just checking my mic. It was really cool. I mean, I know that that's what's important about patience and timing, because things unravel at the right time. The week before that aired, I was thinking of my Uncle Caesar, and I was feeling down, and I was like, God, I just wish I could call my Uncle Caesar right now, because he would always, for all his nieces and nephews, he would always say, like, mija, I'm so proud of you. You know, you just keep being you. You know, he would always, and he would leave long voice messages on my phone like that. He'll be like, you know, I heard people talking about you at the market and how much they love you, and I was going to say, hey, I'm her uncle, but I didn't want to, you know, I just wanted to be proud and keep that, you know, but I was so proud, I was smiling, thinking, you know, so he was in my mind, and I thought of this update piece I wrote a few years ago with my friend Stephen Castillo, who is a writer at that time, and we combined both our uncles. His uncle and my uncle Susan were like, yeah, let's make a little, like a fun Theo character. Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. That's the dryer. Yeah, anyway, so I was thinking about him, and then I looked up the script. Oh, also, at the beginning of this season, Aristotle, who joined the cast, I started doing open mics with him long ago, so I've known him a long time. But he told me, like, the first weekend, he's like, you should bring back your Caesar character, the one that goes, hey, I do stand-up, man, like Mencia. And, you know, because I used to do it at the Comedy Store, and I was like, no, they won't get that. They won't, you know, and I just pushed it aside. And so there was a lot of inspiration, and I'm glad that bloomed. Yeah, pretty cool. Anywho, I went to the dentist this week. I go to a dentist in Cerritos. Look at them chompers. Mm-hmm. I love my dentist. It's a husband and wife team. And the wife, her voice she has such a cute voice, because there's kind of a cheek lisp going on. And she has this habit at the end of, whenever I'm about to leave, or anyone leaves, she has a care package, which is a new toothbrush, floss, a little tiny toothpaste, and a little baggie. And you can't leave without it, you know. There was one time I walked out, and she goes, wait, Melissa, I have your care package. She'll always say, here's your care package. It's the best. Here's your care package. Something happened that I thought was really funny at the dentist. I was in the toilet, not in it. I was on the toilet. And this is how I know I'm not mature. I was on the toilet, and you know, I was on my period this past week. I was rolling up the tampon in a napkin. I mean, a tissue paper. And the trash can is, you know, a little far away from the toilet, but I'm like, you know, gonna throw it. And in my mind, this is what I said. I said, all right, if I make my trash in the trash can, that means the guy I'm dating will be my boyfriend. That's insane. That is insane. Might as well look at a flower and go, he loves me. He loves me not. Oh, I'm just not mature, you know? In some things. Some things I'm very mature in. But, you know, okay, the other night I shared that the monkey going, ooh, on Instagram, and I was cracking up, and someone said, get a boyfriend. And I don't like that, because there's nothing more beautiful, I think, when I am laughing on my own about something that's cracking me up, and I did it alone, you know? And I love those moments with myself when I am cracking up so hard. No one's around, but that, it just, I think that's so important and great. I don't know, that's just me, but it's the best. Hey, does anyone else have contacts? I wear contacts. I've been wearing glasses since I was in third grade. I just thought of a memory. Man, this sucks. In third grade, that was when my eyesight was going bad, and I couldn't see the homework assignment, what page to do on the chalkboard. So I went home and I did the wrong page because I couldn't see it. I don't know. I thought it was 33 or 13, something like that. And then I went to school the next day and the teacher was like, you did the wrong page. I'm giving you a homework slip. And a homework slip was, you're in trouble. Get your parents to sign this because you didn't do your homework. And I was like, Jesus, I'm going blind and you are making me feel so bad. This is what I was going to say. I don't do this anymore, but for a while, whenever my contacts were drying up, I would pop them out and put it in my mouth, lick it, and put it back in my eye. This is something, I don't know if my mom told me or my brother, probably my older brother. They were like, yeah, you could just lick your contacts because it's the same liquid in your body, so it'll clean it. And I always thought, okay, smart. That's gross. I don't do that today. Don't worry. Imagine on a date. Hold on one second. Put it back in. You were saying? Now I can see you. Do you guys follow? Okay. I'm sure you follow J-Lo's Instagram. It's so funny how that post she did of like, she goes, something really beautiful happened. I'm so happy, but I want to share it with you, my close fans. So go to onthejlo.com and I'll tell you all about it there, what happened last night. And it's like, we know you got engaged to Ben. Go to onthejlo. Mm-hmm. Then you get all the scoop. You get the JLo scoop. I love when she gets so emotional. It was so beautiful. And this is my favorite color. He got me a green diamond. Because green is my color. Actually, green is her color. She did tell me that. When J-Lo came to host, I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I was thinking I could play you in a sketch. One of those 73 question Vogue YouTube videos. And I'm playing you as J-Lo walking around her house, answering the camera guy's questions. You know, he'll go like, what's your favorite color? And then I'll go, blue. Because, you know, J-Lo saying blue is funny. Blue. And then J-Lo like grabbed me and she's like, no, baby, my favorite color is green. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I don't think everyone knows that. But now they know because of the green diamond. You got me, J-Lo. Mm. But I did sign up for On the J-Lo. So I could get the, it's like on the lowdown, you know. So I get emails. J-Lo. J-Lo's wearing a skirt today. Yay. J-Lo's wearing her big boots. And her hoops. Get the scoop. She should have called it J-Lo scoop. I pooped today. How many times you get married in life and still be like, this is the one? Like, I don't think so. I don't know. Don't ask me about marriage stuff. I don't get it. But, I will say, so I was raised Catholic, okay? And all my childhood, if I've gone to a wedding, it was a Catholic wedding, which is in church. And it's very, very serious, really emotional. And I feel like once I had my first boyfriend, like when I was like 20, 21, I went with him to a sister's wedding. And that wasn't Catholic. And it was just outdoors. People were wearing jeans, and I was like, what? Wait, what? I couldn't believe seeing denim at a wedding. It blew my mind. I got kind of mad. I was like, how dare, denim? And then the is it officiate, the person who weds them, was doing jokes, doing like a stand-up bit. And I remember looking around like, what? And everyone's like, he's like, yeah, and tell her to clean up the mess in the house. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is a getting married. No jokes. But now I'm very used to a lot of weddings not being so Catholic and serious. But It was a shocker to my system the first time I went to a wedding that wasn't Catholic. So casual. I'll think of more for that bit. That could be good, huh? That could be a good bit. Hey, you know what I was thinking? What if someone out there thinks Shark Week is the one week in the year that sharks arrive? Or exist. That's stupid. Nope. In my head, it was funnier. Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever shared this on a podcast, but there was a meme I saw early in the year. Someone sent me of Charlie Bucket's teeth in the first Willy Wonka. You know, Charlie, pobrecito, he had bad teeth. You know, he had like four in the front, nothing in the back. And the meme was hilarious because someone said the last thing Charlie needed was chocolate. And it's a photo of his no teeth. It's so sad. But then I remembered on the DVD that we have at our house, Charlie is on the cover and he's holding the golden ticket like this. He's going, and they digitally added a bunch of teeth. And I remember looking at the cover like, that's not right. Why did Hollywood do that? You know, it looked just fishy. I knew it wasn't how Charlie is. So I just want to tell my fans, you know, you have my word. I will not digitalize. I won't change up stuff because I don't want to be a liar like Charlie Bucket. So, okay. Ay, ay, ay. I think that's all I got. That was good, right? Please, just if you need a laugh, watch that monkey go, ooh! He turns around and he goes, ooh! It's like he's about to say, ooh, this is going to be a good show. Or, ooh, you're gonna go to the principal's office? Someone's in trouble. Sorry if that was annoying. I'm a little hyper right now. It's that cold brew, man. I'm telling you. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. I'm very grateful for everything right now, for it all. You know what? You guys could see it, I'm sure. I'm just better in the springtime and summer. That's just how it is. I love you, fans. You're the best. Also, shout out to that wonderful fan that sent me, I just got it in the P.O. box, the Luis Miguel t-shirts and a hat and a poster. Thank you. God damn, I love my fans. Oh, aha, right before we go, I want to share with you, woohoo, next Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, the next art print release will be I called the collection Step Outside to Take in All the Colors, because all these pieces are kind of like stepping out and seeing the beauty or just life in general. So like, but this is the typewriter one, the Keep Going with the dandelion will be up, and there will be in the size of 8x10 as well as this size. I don't know the sizing of this, but it's bigger, definitely bigger, because I think these ones call for it, you know. But there will be the brain, get out of there. There will be the honey bear, which I think is just such a treat. I'm really proud of this one. Your loss, I'm delicious. And a honey bear just posing. And the little bee right here says,
also naturally sweet and healing.
And then a lot of fans love this one too. It's the apartments I saw in Brooklyn, and I just made all the windows different colors because it's, you know, emotions. Different people going through different emotions. And I think that is a good reminder. We're all up and down, you know. We don't know what people are going through. And then this is, I think, the biggest favorite is the Step Outside to Take in All the Colors. The little, I guess it's a little me stepping out of the museum, colorful painting, little footprints, and just looking at the beauty that is. And the big brain, get out of there. I'm telling you, man, these new watercolors. Ooh! Ooh! I think that's it, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so there's 5 of them. They'll be out Cinco de Mayo. I'll do an Instagram live with Moonlight Arts Collective. They're the ones that are going to be selling them, as same as last time. There will be more options. I think there's going to be 75 of each of the 8x10s, and I think only 15 of the big ones. All right, that is all I got to report. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and be safe, be well, be silly. Bye.